And this is some kind of sparkler or something like that, right?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't remember mm-hmm. that at all. I guess I was preparing in the back for... There's the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that made noises, didn't it? Or there was
the
sound.
Musical. Dennis
yeah.
Vance
yeah.
probably
yeah,
did something.
Very nice.
Stepped, no, this is what... It was a scale, up and down.
Oh, okay.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Brilliant.
Down, and down. Mm-hmm. Scale. Down, down. So I did had people jumping up and down on there, making things, making the sounds, making a lovely part.
So he provided the sculpture, and then people were to make...
We were invited
interact.
Things.
To interact.
Yeah.
And I interacted, and so did Helen Goodwin with her group. At one of the performances, one group of people wanted to carry a body around, and they... And some people weren't stiff enough.
Oh, so they were folding and falling.
Yeah. So I volunteered, and they said I was pretty good.
You were pretty stiff.
But so I don't know whether this is connected to that or not. But that was an impromptu performance. Now this is my performance with a stair, a part that later became A Bird Is Known for Its Bed Is Alone. So here's Evelyn Evelyn doing the dishcloth thing,
right.
And I'm pinning back my hair, and here's my wash tub, and here's my table. And here's a camera on the edge.
Uh-huh.
So this was the beginning of it. And here... I'm
yeah,
washing.
They go like this, sequentially, you read them like that.
Okay. I'm washing my face in a disordered way, in a disordered way, and ever faster. And then I took the piano and took a picture of the audience. The stair sequence isn't in here. It happened in between. Yeah, something else. In between, I used the stairs. Behind the stair, I had put up some ladders and some great long pieces of plastic or something other that hid whatever was behind it. And there were a whole bunch of people in behind there, and there were a whole bunch of sacks of clay and other materials. And nobody knew that those people were in behind there, because this was it had been dark before when they all went in there. So they emerged one at a time and went over the stair in a certain kind of way to make the sounds on the stairs. Somebody had to at first there were two of them on the end of the stairs, and they did this little dance by dancing up and down as in a certain way, and then they went to another step and did it, and then they did it back and forth. And then they went away, and then somebody came running out from behind that black thing and went racing over the stairs, carrying a heavy bag on it, so it went really, really hard. And then somebody else, and then there was more dancing on the stairs with these special people who had practiced long. And then somebody else came from behind there lugging a bag, which was too heavy to carry. It was bump, 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 and there was the thought that the stairs would break, but they didn't. And then there was more dancing, and then somebody else came, Glenn Allison came out, carrying my freezer tray full of water, a tray this big, 2 feet by a foot and a half, full of water, and so as not to drop any drop of water up the stairs and down. So this was obviously a feat of courage and skill and nerve. And other things happened from coming in out from that place. But in between there would always be a little dance. And at one point all the dancers were sitting in a pile on the very top. And at one point they all had to roll down, just boom, 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 boom. Michael Morris thought this was terrible, just terrible of me that I require this of anybody. But I said, oh, It's art.
That's that.
It's art, yes.
Nobody died.
Sometimes it hurts.
So, but isn't this a sequence?
Okay. This was the first part. Then in the middle,
and
you
didn't
don't
you put
have
honey
it.
On you?
Yes, that
wasn't
was
that
in
what
there
you
too.
Were doing?
With not the, here.
No?
No, that I did on a separate chair, which is invisible. And
I love
then
the shadows.
And then the last part of this long thing was this one, where I had, here in front I had a frame with a curtain, and this is a mirror that's standing on the floor, like a shoe mirror that you look at your shoes mm-hmm. in the store. And I had somebody
Is that
taking,
Glenn Allison? The glasses
that's,
and the
that's a
shape
Glenn
of
Allison,
his...
Yeah. Yeah, that's Glenn Allison.
So he would be assisting you then?
Oh yeah, he was the one who carried the tray.
So he was
this,
behind
this,
the curtain.
This person was taking the corner off this mirror with a sander, an electric sander, right, which is very loud and abrasive. While I was doing my hair, I was putting clay on my head. And then I put metal, those little metal shavings that are come in ringlets. I stuck those into the clay. Hmm. This is for like sort of adornment. Then I obviously, this person was gone, and I came out from between the curtains with a reading about what teachers should wear in the classroom, which was real from a teacher's guide that I had. And I guess maybe Glenn came out once more with a tray of water, but I've forgotten that. This whole play, this whole performance remained, but changed a great deal. It didn't have the stair. It didn't have this part happening. It had something totally different happening.
Oh, you performed it again?
I made a whole new piece out of parts of it.
Uh-huh.
This was in it, and the syrup was in it.
You wouldn't have had the advantage of being able to watch this performance.
No,
because
no,
we didn't have
no,
video really
yeah,
at the
right,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I can only do this from memory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. How long would that have taken now? That would have been...
I'd say half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was quite long.
Very intense.
Yeah.